Well, MDOT has 32, I believe, roadside parks around the UP. Dan Weingarten, is my number correct?
That is true. 32 parks in the Upper Peninsula, and unfortunately, we have to close them down for the winter, and this is the time.
So why don't we keep them open all year, or at least plow them out so people can pull over?
Well, the roadside parks are unheated, and the problem is that the ones that have water, drinking water, would freeze if we tried to leave them on, and the pit toilets, which are the main reason people stop there, freeze up as well in the winter. And, you know, these are maintained under contract. The reason that we have to shut them down, regardless of what the weather looks like at the end of October, is that we contract for maintenance and cleaning and upkeep of these parks at the beginning of the year, and the companies that perform these duties want a definitive end for their contract. So we typically set that in late October. If the weather turns bad before then, sometimes we do have to close the parks early, but we try to keep them open until the end of October. This year it'll be Monday the 29th, and then we plan to reopen them again in mid to late April, depending on the weather.
Okay, what about the other rest areas that we have? For example, the one in Garden, there's one in Nobbin Way on US 2, and of course up on 28. Welcome centers,
right,
too. What about those?
Absolutely. Those are heated facilities, and they stay open year-round. We've got 78 rest areas along all the major freeways and highways around the state, and 14 of those are welcome centers, as you pointed out, that have more amenities. They're staffed with folks who have travel brochures and other information for travelers. So it's not like all of our facilities are closing down for the winter, only the ones that aren't weatherproof that we have to. So we are sorry for any inconvenience that this causes to drivers in the UP, but it's just part of winter in the Upper Peninsula.